Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:28, up 18.25 on the open. December, 6:40, up 14.75. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6:41, up 20.75 on the open. December, 6:57, up 19.5. March, 6:60, up 19.5. July 2008, 5.75, up 6.5 on the open. September corn opened at 3:14.5, up 4.5 on the open. December, 3:30, up 4.5. March, 3:45, up 4.25. May, 3:55.5, up 4. July, 3:63.5, up 2.25. September, 3:71, up 2.5. December, 3:82.75, up 1.25. March, 3:90, up 1.5 on the open. August beans opened at 8:22.5, up 6.25 on the open. September 8:30, up 6. November 8:46.5, up 5.5. January 8:61.5, up 4.75. March 8:74, up 5.25. July 8:96, up 9.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 216.20, up 180 on the open. September 219, up 20. Make it to 216.20 on the August, up 180 in the September 219, up $2. August soybean oil opened at 36.97, up 30 on the open. September 37.22, up 27. At the Merck August live cattle, opened at 92, up 2.5 on the open. October, 96.95, down 22.5. December, 99, down 17.5. February, 99.12.5, down 20 on the open. August feeders opened at 116.50, down 10 on the open. September, 117.60, down 22.5. October, 117.60, down 25. November, 117, down 27.5 on the open. August lean hogs opened at 74.80, up 25 on the open. October, 72.40, up 22.5. December, 70.20, up 20. February, 71.97.5, unchanged on the open. And August pork bellies opened at 90.05, up 35 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, using corn and oil seeds to create biofuels, agriculture's answer to diminishing fossil fuels. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Looks like wheat futures are going to perhaps test their contract highs if this little run-up that we've been having over several sessions continues.
Yeah, Dave, a couple things going on. Of course, the wheat conditions decreased a little bit here in the U.S. Continued rain over in Europe, hampering the harvest over there. You know, new highs to the European wheat overnight. You know, I think it was 777 the wheat closed at in Europe last night. All those things combined with, I think, Argentina cutting back on their wheat crop, also on their production. So all those things tied together, the wheat is definitely the strongest of the three commodities of the corn, beans, and wheat.
When you look at the spreads and off of the opening bell today, if you look at December wheat, December corn, for example, December wheat 6.57 off the opening bell, the December corn 3.30, it's $1.27. For the wheat, is there a point when the elasticity begins to snap back in your mindset?
Well, I think you mean as far as trying to the two being just separated out
right.
there alone and trading on their own, Dave, is
right.
what you're talking about?
Right.
You know, yeah, there's going to be some, but, you know, you don't cornbread doesn't replace wheat bread across the world in many cases, but as far, you know, wheat is far from a feed value or a feed wheat now out there other than the poor quality. But, you know, it does have a tendency. It's going to one's going to pull the other one down, the other one's going to pull the other one up a little bit. It's going to depend on how which pulls which the most. But that spread has just got is getting wide and wider, and it looks to continue to gain on the corn, Dave.
And is there any point when it becomes uncomfortable in traders' minds?
Oh, I think you're already at an uncomfortable level in some degrees, but yet we're seeing a lot of still the wheat-corn spreading.
Corn conditions fell 2% yesterday instead of going up 2% as anticipated by the trade. And I think more importantly, if you look at states where you have conditions where their crop is in very poor or poor condition, there are four. And Minnesota next week, if things continue, could become the fifth state in that category with conditions of 20% or more of the crop in very poor or poor conditions. What does this imply for corn prices, and are we looking at perhaps some retracements, maybe, I don't know, 370?
Well, I think that 370 is a little bit beyond where we're looking now, but if we were to turn hot, dry, not get rain across most of the Midwest, and also stay dry, you know, a lot of the forecasts are calling for some quarter to inch rains across some of the dry areas of Minnesota later this week. You know, if those were in the South Dakota area there, if those were not to happen, and the crops continue to decrease in those areas, I believe listening to the After the Bell to Jackie there on from the Saturday Commodity Week was telling there were a lot of their customers in Minnesota that were, if they didn't get rain by the end of this week, were in pretty, I think the way she put it was the crop would be toast. So, you know, you've got to be seriously looking at that. I mean, when we were looking for things to improve and Minnesota dropped enough that between it and Wisconsin, Michigan and parts of Missouri like that dropping enough that, you know, we had lower crop ratings. Why, it is something to be taken a look at, Dave.
How much stock, Wayne, do you personally put in these crop progress reports?
Well, I think that they're a gauge, Dave. I mean, a lot of people are telling us, well, we should be looking at when the percent silk, the percent and where we're at, and the progress actually as far as the plant progress rather than what the crop just looks like in a beauty contest. And I think that that's somewhat right, but, you know, bad crops generally don't look good. And so there's definitely a correspondence there as the things look worse and whatever along the way. So I think that the areas where they deteriorated, they definitely probably were losing yield and losing it rather quickly. You know, our crops look a whole lot better than they did a week and a half ago over here. And I think, you know, we had some early stress. Probably the bloom is off, but we're going to have a good crop over here. And by the way, it looks, it does tell us a lot on that. So I guess we're going to put, you know, some stock in them, but not quite everything for his final yield.
Has beans moved into a follower role?
Beans, they were being pulled, of course, looking at, we did see an improvement of 10 to 20 cents in the basis at the Gulf last night. That tells us there's a little better cash demand. Also, we saw the palm oil up sharply overnight as India dropped their export or import taxes, and that, I think, was one of the things that helped beans stabilize here today, Dave.
What do you make of the November bean-December corn ratio, and is it going to tighten or widen?
I think we're going to get a report coming up here fairly soon from Agrirol out of South America, and we're going to take a look and see how much they say Brazil is going to increase their seedings. I think 6 to 9% is the average guess, and I think if it's down to the lower end of that, I think we'll continue to see beans gain on the corn. We're already, if you look at the cash prices on corn and beans, it's favoring beans for next year if you're a farmer out there.
Having noted that the dollar and the crude oil are going in the same direction, down.
They are, you know, we hate to see the dollar continue to go down, but it does make our exports a little more advantageous with the high prices and high freight to at least have the dollar to help them purchase that. The crude oil, you know, we talk about it being down sharply, but it's still just about $73.50 a barrel for crude oil, and that's still high.
To what degree do you believe that when those two items move together, your dollar and your crude, that the world believes that growth is stumbling?
Well, I think that, you know, we've been sort of a mainstay, the U.S. dollar and everything like that, and it has continued to fall. And, you know, if it going down like that, we are one of the between us and China here now. We've been two of the big users of crude oil, or consumers there, and the American public is, you know, one of the biggest. So, you know, I think it is an indicator, definitely, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current prices in Kansas City, September wheat, 625 up 15 and a half. December, 640 up 14 and three quarters. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 635 up 14 and three quarters. December, 651 up 13 and a half. September corn, 313 up 3. December, 328 and 3 quarters, up 3 and a quarter. March, 344 up 3 and a quarter. December, 382 up a half. August beans, 822 and a quarter, up 6. September, 830 and a half, up 6 and a half. November, 846 and a half, up 5 and a half. November of 2008, 894 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal, 216.30 up 190. August soybean oil, 36.90 up 23. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.